Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The release date for Season 1 of Suicide Squad. Kill the Justice League, along with the introduction of Joker as a playable character, has been confirmed for March 28th. Rocksteady has opted not to release a patch for the game this week, choosing instead to focus on preparing for the launch of Season 1 later in March. Season 1's launch comes just under 2 months after the initial release of Rocksteady's live-service looter-shooter game. This timing also follows closely on the heels of Warner Bros. Discovery's acknowledgement that Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, has fallen short of our expectations. During a financial call, Warner Bros. Discovery's chief financial officer, Gunnar Wiedenfels, mentioned that the $70 game from Rocksteady had not met the company's anticipated performance levels. Although specific sales figures were not disclosed, Wiedenfels highlighted the disappointment in Suicide Squad's performance, noting that it would lead to a challenging year-on-year comparison for the company's game business. Comparatively, Warner Bros. Discovery's game business had a successful release in 2023 with Hogwarts Legacy, which became the best-selling game of that year. However, the underperformance of Suicide Squad in 2024 has presented a significant hurdle for the company in the gaming sector. Despite the underwhelming performance of Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, Warner Bros. Games remains committed to investing in live service games. J.B. Perrette, CEO and President of Streaming and Games at Warner Bros. Discovery, outlined the company's strategy during a recent Morgan Stanley event. While acknowledging the success of single-player titles like Hogwarts Legacy, which became the best-selling game in the US last year, Perrette noted that the AAA console release business can be volatile due to fluctuations in performance. Perrette highlighted Warner Bros.'s focus on its major franchises, including Mortal Kombat, Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, and DC, with plans to expand into the mobile and multi-platform free-to-play space. These efforts are expected to yield results between 2025 and 2027, although the company intends to release more mobile free-to-play titles later this year. Emphasizing games as a growth opportunity, Warner Bros. Aims to leverage its IP and development capabilities to tap into this potential. This pivot towards live service offerings is exemplified by Perrette's interest in creating ongoing projects set in iconic universes like Harry Potter. Rather than releasing one-off console games, the focus will be on developing live service experiences where players can continuously engage with and contribute to the world over time. MSI has confirmed the release date for its highly anticipated handheld gaming PC, the MSI Claw. The device is set to hit the shelves on March 8th, with the first wave of units becoming available. Following this initial release, the MSI store will start shipping the Claw on March 12th, while third-party retailers like Best Buy and Micro Center will begin selling it on March 15th. The staggered release dates for the MSI Claw were not elaborated upon by MSI. However, this approach might be aimed at managing inventory or ensuring a smoother rollout process. Unveiled at CES in January, the MSI Claw joins the ranks of handheld gaming PCs, such as the Steam Deck and Asus ROG Ally. What sets the Claw apart is its utilization of Intel for both its CPU and GPU components. Featuring a 7-inch FHD IPS display with a 120Hz refresh rate, the MSI Claw promises an immersive gaming experience. One standout feature is its incorporation of AI technology, allowing the device to dynamically adjust its performance based on user activity without the need for manual profile switching. According to Clifford Chun, MSI's System Product Management Director, the Claw represents just the beginning, with future iterations already in development. Hades, the acclaimed action roguelike developed by Supergiant Games and winner of the 2020 Game Award for Best Action Game, is finally making its way to Apple devices through Netflix Games. The release date for this highly anticipated title is set for March 19th, and pre-registration is available starting today. In Hades, players assume the role of Zagreus, the son of Hades, as he attempts to escape the underworld and reunite with his estranged mother, Persephone. The game combines fast-paced action with rogue-like elements, where Zagreus battles through hordes of enemies, dies, and then embarks on another perilous journey out of Hades. What sets Hades apart is its engaging storytelling, with captivating story beats woven into the gameplay experience. Additionally, Zagreus receives assistance from various well-known figures from Greek mythology, such as Aphrodite and Dionysus, who grant him new abilities to aid in his quest. The iOS version of Hades will be available on Netflix games without any ads, in-app purchases, or additional fees, at least initially. Helldivers 2 fans can anticipate reinforcements arriving soon, as developer Arrowhead Studios has announced the introduction of big, stompy mechs to the game. The official Helldivers 2 Twitter account shared a tweet revealing the imminent deployment of the EXO-45 Patriot exosuits, manufactured in the factories of Tien Quan. Before the explosive launch of Helldivers 2, Arrowhead and Sony had hinted at the eventual introduction of mechs into the game post-launch. Since then, the Helldivers 2 community has been abuzz with leaked gameplay footage, showcasing unreleased stratagems, including these upcoming mechs. Some speculate that these leaks may be the result of cheaters accessing the game's files to unlock these unreleased features. The EXO-45 Patriot exosuit, featured in Arrowhead's tweet, boasts formidable armaments, including a minigun and a missile launcher. Based on available footage, these mechs will be deployed onto the battlefield via dropships, allowing Helldivers to utilize them for combat. The power and capabilities of these mechs suggest that their usage may be restricted or balanced to maintain gameplay integrity. Alternatively, Arrowhead may introduce them as part of a challenge escalation, making Helldivers 2 even more challenging to accommodate the presence of these formidable war machines. It's a bittersweet moment for fans of the TimeSplitters franchise as 5 minutes of gameplay from TimeSplitters Next, the cancelled project in development at Free Radical Design, has surfaced online. TimeSplitters, a beloved series known for its innovative gameplay and quirky humor, was set to make a return under the development of key original members of Free Radical Design, including founders Steve Ellis and David Doak, at a new studio in Nottingham, UK, backed by publisher Deep Silver. However, the hopes of fans were dashed when Free Radical Design shut down in December 2023 as part of the ongoing restructuring at parent company Embracer. The closure cast doubt on the future of the unreleased TimeSplitters reboot. Now, an ex-Free Radical developer has shared gameplay footage on LinkedIn, along with a message expressing frustration towards Embracer Group. The video, labeled as a status snapshot from July 2023, offers a glimpse into what the project could have been. Familiar elements from previous TimeSplitters games, such as GoldenEye's Health and Shield UI and the iconic Oblast Dam level from TimeSplitters 2, are showcased in the footage. For fans of the franchise, this gameplay footage serves as a tantalizing glimpse into the cancelled project and a reminder of the potential that TimeSplitters Next held. However, with Free Radical's closure and the uncertain future of the franchise, it remains a poignant reminder of what could have been. The developers of Temtem, the massively multiplayer creature collection adventure game, have issued an open letter to players signaling the end of support for the game and hinting at what's next. In the letter posted on the Temtem Steam page, developer Crema addressed community concerns following the announcement of Temtem. Swarm, a Survivor-like Bullet Heaven spin-off set to release later this year. Crema began by acknowledging the mismanaged expectations that arose from Temtem being labeled as an MMO on Steam, despite the initial plan being for it to be an MMO Lite. This discrepancy led to Temtem growing beyond the developer's original intentions and becoming unmanageable. They admitted that attempting to mold Temtem into a traditional MMO to meet these expectations ultimately proved challenging. The studio explained that the limited development capacity of a studio, its size prevented them from adding new islands, creatures known as Tems, and multiplayer content as originally envisioned. They also apologized for features that were promised but will not be delivered, including PvP Draft and the Temtem API. In summary, Crema expressed regret for not being able to fulfill certain expectations and promised improvements. Despite the challenges and shortcomings, the developers thanked the community for their support and hinted at future projects, including Temtem Swarm. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.